Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast.
Pisces, predictions for Jupiter Transit 2021. General overview. The benevolent planet Jupiter, Guru, perhaps the most auspicious among the Navagrahas, the nine planets, will be transiting into the Aquarius sign from Capricorn on Sunday, November 21, 2021, 2:06 p.m. IST, in the afternoon. Aquarius happens to be the 12th house, Virayasthana, the house of expenditure and losses, to the Pisces sign, hence the Pisces people may incur expenses for the purchase of land, buildings, or vehicles during this Jupiter transit. Further, the employed can get additional responsibilities, while there could also be the sudden and unexpected favorable turn of events in life. Due to this transit, Jupiter, from its 12th house from Pisces, will cast its 5th aspect on Pisces' house of comforts, 7th aspect on the house of career, and 9th aspect on the house of longevity. So, this Jupiter transit might well become a fruitful period, when the Pisces-born may acquire properties and progress in their lives abroad. Family and relationships. You may have to be selfless to have a good rapport with family members and receive their love and affection. Also, please be careful while speaking to family elders and avoid arguments at any cost. You may also need to pay attention to children's welfare now. Try to adjust and accommodate with family members, and that can help you enjoy stable and peaceful relationships. Divine technique for harmonious relationships, Shiva Puja. Health. There are chances for you to suffer from some health disorders due to this Jupiter transit, and some could have eye or sleep-related problems. So, you may have to reserve enough funds for incurring medical expenses accordingly. However, try to take a nutritious diet, which can help you maintain your fitness well. Divine technique to improve your health, Vaithyanatha Puja. Love and marriage. Love affairs may succeed, but only after much struggle or efforts. It might do good if you remain selfless with your lover. However, there are possibilities for the married to develop differences of opinion with their life partners. So, it makes sense to be cautious in your speech and the choice of words and avoid arguments. Divine technique for marital harmony, Durga Puja. Finance. Your financial condition may not be satisfactory. However, you might still be able to improve your economic status through hard work. Besides, some of you could purchase land, building, or other properties and incur expenses for it. Further, you may make handsome profits through foreign investments. But try to save money for your future security and well-being. Divine technique to improve your finances, Venus Puja. Career and business. The employed may not witness much career progress, which could disappoint you. Further, even hard work might not get you results commensurate to your efforts. But businesspersons should be able to overcome competition. You can also expect significant profits from joint ventures, while there might also be handsome gains through business partners. Divine technique to improve your career and business, Saturn Puja. Students. There are chances for school students to get distracted and lose their concentration, and so, they may have to read with complete focus. However, higher-level students could have better absorption capacity, and this might help them write their examinations well and come out successful. Besides, students doing research in technology-related fields may also excel in their endeavors and emerge victorious in their research work. Divine technique to improve your education, Mercury Puja. Home remedies. Take parents' blessings, which can help you progress in life. Wearing yellow clothes on Thursdays could do you good. Pray in Shiva temples on Thursdays for your welfare.
Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.